Welcome back to The Mountain Life. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Mary Beth Maziarz.
Well, today in the studio, we're hanging out with three people who clearly don't believe in having too much free time. We are joined by Julie Stropel from Twilight Rotary, Steve Spalding of Sunrise Rotary, and Corey Forsling from Noon Rotary. They're all here today to talk about the service clubs that keep our community running stronger, kinder, and more connected, both locally and around the globe. We'll find out what Rotary actually does, hint, a lot, who fits right in, and why these groups are full of people who like to get things done and have some fun doing it. Julie, Steve, and Corey, welcome. So I think I'm going to go chronologically by the day. So we have Sunrise Rotary that is obviously at Sunrise. We've got the Noon Rotary and then Twilight. So let's start off by talking a little bit about Sunrise Rotary, which I think was the second Rotary. Well, I know it was. After the Noon Rotary was the initial one. And Steve, you're the president of the club. Tell us a little bit.
Yeah, thank you so much. So Sunrise, we were founded in 1999. So we're coming up on 27 years here. And just in terms of a little bit of logistics, we meet every Thursday morning, so every week on Thursday, meeting 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. at the Hyatt Place on 224, so just near the canyons and Sun Peak and all of that. We've got about 94 members, so I guess we're also kind of the middle of the pack in terms of size. And I don't know, what else would you like to know?
Well, this is something of the 94 members, and I think this would be a question for all of the Rotaries. You have active members and not so active members, because or do 94 people show up every Thursday morning? That would be amazing.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So the nice thing about Rotary, I think people join for different reasons. Some people really like the meetings. They really like, so every week, we have a presenter. So sometimes it's a local representative from maybe Summit County or from Park City or from nonprofits. Sometimes it's somebody who's, maybe not literally, but somebody who's like climbed Mount Everest or done something really cool.
Probably literally, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so maybe about half of our members show up for the meetings. And then we also have a Zoom option, so that's a nice thing too, is that we have in-person and we have Zoom. And then we do a lot of service projects, and some people join because they want to serve and they want to volunteer. And, showing up to the meetings is secondary, but being, contributing to this, to our community, is their primary objective.
And then there's the noon meeting. Tell us a little about the noon meeting, Corey.
Yes, the noon meeting is the original Park City Rotary Club in town. We were founded in 1980. We have 145 members. So last year was our 45th anniversary.
Wow.
In Utah, there are 45 Rotary clubs, about 2,000 members. And last year, we actually became the largest club in the state. So after COVID, we just saw a real surge in growth in our club and vibrancy in Rotary in Park City in general. It's really a way for people to who are new to the community and who are service-oriented to get connected, as you said. It's really a way to do that. Get to know people, get involved in the community. So we find a number of people get involved in Rotary for that reason. We meet every Tuesday at noon at the Doubletree Hotel, which is undergoing a renovation soon. And so we'll leave for a bit, but we'll be back. We have a buffet lunch, a lot of jokes and razzing each other for a while, and then we have a speaker presentation as well. For example, next week we have Virginia Pierce, the director of the Utah Film Commission. We had an Olympic sailor a couple weeks ago. So the same thing. If you've climbed Mount Everest, we'll definitely have you come into town.
And before we get on to Julie, is it something that is mostly longtime locals, or are there always new folks moving to Park City who come to Rotary and want to get involved, do you find?
For our club, it's a mix. We have people who've been there. We have founding members from 1980 who are still members of the club. And then we have new people as well. And they all bring something different to the table. I mean, the people who've been here for a very long time have done a lot of service. They founded our involvement in Miners Day. Our club runs the Miners Day event on Labor Day every year on Miners Day. So, you know, the parade and the running of the balls. And so they're the ones that founded that 25. Well, they didn't found the day, the holiday, but they
found kind of. I mean, it was a long time ago.
Right, that's 135 years. We're not that old. But yeah, in terms of the running of the balls and running that day, we've been involved in that.
Nice. Yeah. And then tell us a little bit about your Twilight, Julie.
Yeah, happy to. We are the newest chapter in town. We kind of consider us tiny but mighty. We were founded in 2019, so we're just kind of getting underway. We have about 32 members right now, and we just saw the need for a new chapter that was met in the evenings, first of all, so it's just a little easier time for some people's schedule. And we have less of a time commitment because we just meet twice a month. So we're on Wednesdays, the first and third of the month, at Lush's Barbecue, and that's at Silver Creek. And if you've never eaten at Lush's, it's so got good. Amazing barbecue, and they've been so accommodating. If you've ever tried to find a place to host a meeting on a regular basis, it's really hard in Park City. So, yeah. I mean, they've been so amazing, mm-hmm. and they have wonderful food. So we do social eating from 6 to 6:30, then we start our meeting at 6:30, and then a speaker or presentation at 7. So kind of the same format. It's just people that are like-minded and wanting to give back to the community. Our chapter's a little different in that we're 80% female, which is not the standard Rotary demographic. Yeah. But I think once you become heavily dominant in one way or another, then we women invite women.
Mm-hmm. And right.
So it just kind of keeps growing that way.
So, Julie, I know you've lived in the community for as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, had you been to a member of either of the other Rotaries, or was this a new thing to you and you just saw this opportunity to create something, especially time of day, that would be a little different?
I never went to any other Rotary. I had a neighbor growing up who was big in Rotary back in Michigan, but I just grew up with my mom always contributing to the community in different ways, not necessarily Rotary. But when my kids were younger and I was working full time as a CPA for a firm, I just didn't have the bandwidth to give back to the community. And once that time became available, I just saw my brother was joining this chapter, and I'm like, hey, I want to get involved. And the timing was great, and the twice a month really worked with my schedule. And it just was, the people are amazing. So, I mean, it's half of it's just fun for social, and half of it's fun for giving back.
Yeah, yeah. So I've been a guest or a speaker, I guess, at Noon Rotary a couple of times. And I think the first time I went, I was so flabbergasted. I thought it was hilarious. And I was so impressed with the way that you do the whole sergeant at arms thing, and then these people get fined for doing this, that, and the other. And it is raucous. Now,
I need to hear more about all of this. I do not know about any of these things.
Is there a standard amongst, you know, Rotary International of ways that you hold your meetings, and you always have this part and that part and that part? So, Corey, maybe you could comment.
There are some standards that flow across all Rotary clubs, but they're also employed different ways. We have a sergeant at arms, they call it, which is a traditional role, but we have a group of people who serve in that role. Others might have just one person who serves in that role, and we use fines as a way of basically bringing humor into the club. And I'll tell you what, if you are in public and if you're in the newspaper and on the radio, get ready for a fine. So I'm saving up my pennies.
Oh, you guys are all going to get fined after today.
Exactly. So it really, like I said, is a way of rousing each other. So we do a lot of that. There's other things that are standard, but we actually because of the type of community that we are, we have a lot of visitors from mm-hmm. other Rotary clubs. And that's part of the Rotary culture, is to visit each other's clubs. Right. So if I'm out of town someplace, there's an app you can look up where Rotary clubs are meeting and see if you'd like to join and go, you know, see what their club is like. Visitors that come to our clubs routinely tell us how kind of different we are, how irreverent, how fun, how we depart in some ways from the Rotary ethic.
Yeah.
The culture, sometimes they'll sing, sometimes there's a Pledge of Allegiance or a prayer, and our club has chosen not to do those things.
I know my son is planning on joining Rotary, so he went as a guest, and he came back and told me verbatim, it felt like this, what sounded like a stand-up comedy routine by Rory Murphy. It was Sergeant of Arms. And, I mean, he told us this at dinner, and the whole family was cracking up about this, and it made it sound like, man, Rotary is the place to be.
Can I say one
yeah,
thing?
Just, yeah.
So, you know, we talk about these fines as if they're a bad thing, but they, you know, I think when we do them, it's, you know, it is done in jest, and it's humorful, and you're almost kind of proud to be called on, you know, as somebody who's done mm-hmm. something bad, right? But the other good thing is the fines, you know, Rotary, you know, part of it is volunteerism, part of it is funding good causes in the community and around the world, you know, so we could talk about the Rotary Foundation later, but these fines go towards something good.
It's right. Not just a slush fund.
No, it's not just a beer fund or something like that.
Well, actually, let's dive into that. What is the actual mission of Rotary? I mean, I feel like you always hear about it, but if you don't know what that is, what is it?
Service above self. I mean, that's the motto, really. It's just giving back to the community in various ways. Just there's lots of outlets, and I think joining Rotary gives people opportunities to give in ways they couldn't individually, because some things just take a group effort, and we're there to help so many nonprofits. They have great ideas, but they can't get them all done because they need manpower, and so we're there to jump in and help as much as we can.
Yeah, it feels like we were talking about this a little before the show, like the Park City Ambassadors years ago used to be a real strong presence at all the, they were volunteers at a lot of events in town. It seems like the Rotaries have helped fill that space that mm-hmm. was left behind by them. So we see you. What kind of events would we be most likely to notice some Rotary involvement?
I mean, we're always involved in Running with Ed. Twilight X is actually one of the top fundraisers usually, and we run. We run as vampires since we're Twilight Rotary. We just tried to go on the Twilight theme, and we've run for the last several years in a row, and that's super fun. We've walked for the Alzheimer's Walk. We're involved in Miner's Day. We do the Bark City 5K. We read at the elementary schools through a literacy program. So I mean, we're involved in lots.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunrise, you know, Corey mentioned running with the balls for the Noon Rotary. Sunrise's big fundraiser and big event is the Shot Ski.
Oh, yes.
So hopefully, if people don't know what that is, find out, because it's a lot of fun. and we raise a lot of money, and we give it out, you know, I think Noon and Twilight as well. That's money that we give out to nonprofits in the community. So again, it's not a slush fund. This is money that's going right back into the community.
I wasn't insinuating. I was just asking. Just asking.
I guess I can add to the money piece. Miner's Day for our club raises about $100,000 every year.
Wow.
And we have developed an annual community grant program, and that program gives out $50,000 in grants, between $2,500 and $5,000 per grantee every year. And then we accumulate funds, and every few years do service above self grants. And that's 2 to 3 grants north of $30,000. So we try to have an annual smaller grant program and then our larger grant. And all of that is funded by not only fines, our running of the balls, Happy Bucks. You know, Happy Bucks are a concept we haven't even talked about, but Rotarians can stand up at meetings and talk about their personal lives for a second, things that are going on that are great. I'm happy because my kid did this. I'm happy because I just retired. I'm happy, you know, for all mm-hmm. sorts of reasons. They can give a little bit of money. And so all of those are fundraisers that are basically the gas in our tank that allow us to support these community programs.
Yeah, that's great. So it's obvious to have nonprofits in the community both apply, you know, who to, you know, call for a request for applications. It's easy to give to them. Do Rotary clubs give to other types of causes in the community aside from a nonprofit? Can someone who's not, you know, maybe affiliated with some sort of group, but they're not a 501c3 or
like whatever. Student scholarships,
yeah,
or are there
like
different
that.
Formats, or is it all nonprofit
well,
based?
Well, I was going to say that we do support. We've got what we call the Bill Brown Scholarship, which is $1,000 that we give to a Park City High School student, and then we also have some funding that we give to South Summit High School students. So. Yeah, so those, you know, they can apply for those scholarships as well.
Okay, so this is going beyond Park City and into, do you all operate within Summit County? Do you do anything with Wasatch County?
No, we definitely work in Salt Lake and in Park City, our chapter does. We do work with the Youth Resource Alliance in Salt Lake and help serve food for the homeless teens. We volunteered at the Bicycle Collective repairing bikes. We've done Utah Food Banks, definitely reaching out to Salt Lake as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually, I mean, we do focus a lot on Park City, and then we're looking at our first international trip and possibly going to Costa Rica, working with a group there next fall.
Yeah, wow. And Sunrise, we have members who come from Salt Lake. We have members who come from Heber and Midway. And we also, in terms of volunteering, we do every month we volunteer at what's called the VOA, the Volunteers of America, where we do we serve dinner to homeless youth. So, and that's down in Salt Lake, that's down in the Valley. So,
If you're just joining us on the Mountain Life, we're having a conversation with the leaders of the three Park City Rotary clubs, Julie Stropel, with Twilight, Corey Forsling with the Noon Rotary, and Steve Spalding with Sunrise Rotary. And okay, let's do this again. Let's talk about the days. So Noon Rotary is on Tuesdays. Sunrise is
Thursday
from 7:30 to 8:30. And Twilight is at Lush's Barbecue.
Wednesdays. Just every other, like the
every
first
other.
And Thursday.
Okay.
First and third.
Third Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yes.
Okay. There is a process. If you want to come as a guest, you do need to be invited, or can you just show up?
For
or
us,
do you need
people
a sponsor?
Can just show up. Yeah. For our chapter, people can just show up. Absolutely. We have a welcoming committee, and we're always there. And with that first half hour, it's very social. And since we're such a small group, I mean, a new member is very obvious. So, you know, yeah, it's nice to get a chance to chat before the meeting actually starts.
And for ours as well, our website is parkcityrotary.org. And our meeting location is posted on that website. And anyone is welcome to come anytime just to come visit and see what things are all about. If anyone is interested in joining, there is a bit of a process. But really, it's just to get to know you and make sure that, you know, you think you'll fit in. And we ask that you attend three meetings and then submit an application. But it's not, you know, really more onerous than that. We just want to make sure that it works for you.
Yeah, and Sunrise is pretty similar. We love it if somebody, we do encourage our members to bring friends and guests, but if somebody just wants to show up unannounced and without a sponsor, they're absolutely welcome to.
And what have been some of your favorite things that you've personally gotten out of being a part of Rotary? Julie, you want to start?
Sure. I mean, the friends are definitely people that I might not have met in any other way. They're just because we all come from different parts of Park City, and the volunteer aspects, just the different things that projects we've done. One of our favorites, just working with Swanner, where we've cleaned out the birdhouses every year. And I mean, just to get access to get out on a Swanner is pretty special. And depending on the snow year, I mean, you bust out your snowshoes or your cross-country skis and your break and trail, And you get out and you clean out these birdhouses so they're prepared for the birds to come in the spring, because they won't nest if there's remnants of the last family that was there. And you're taking notes, and it's just, it's an amazing afternoon just to be out and just help doing little things to help the community.
That's also my experience, is that just working side by side with your friends on a service project is just one of the greatest experiences. And I had no idea, you know, that that was going to be the outcome after, prior to joining Rotary. So it's been really great. But I also think one of the most interesting aspects of Rotary is the fact that it's part of this global network. Rotary is a network of 1.4 million Rotarians around the world, serving in 35,000 clubs. And Rotary International overall is this organization that connects the clubs and supports them and helps them do what we do locally, but then also brings in this global aspect. As Julie mentioned, international trip. You can actually create global projects, networking with other clubs, and do what they call a global grant, raise money from other clubs, and go out and, I should have prepared this a little bit better, but maybe build heating elements and water systems and kitchens and help with vision projects and medical projects and sanitation. And there's all sorts of things that you can do if you work with other clubs. And that international aspect is absolutely fascinating, to get to support your community locally and then also globally.
And so it can be basic needs as well as community building and things like that.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, so the, you know, I think the global mission of Rotary is, I mean, women's rights, water, healthy water, education, the eradication of polio, you know, so there's some big, you know, big things going on. And I did, you know, I don't want to repeat what, you know, what Julie and Corey said, but the one of the specific things, this kind of plays off the international thing, is I went to the international convention, which they hold every summer, and this last one was pretty convenient. It was just up in Calgary. I think the next one's in like Taipei. So, but the really cool thing is, I mean, they've got thousands of Rotarians from all around the world, and so you've got Africa and Asia and Europe and South America and North America represented. And you know, you can be sitting down chatting with somebody from Kenya, from Belgium, from you know, Singapore, and it really, because the local, you know, sometimes we do just focus on our impact locally, but it is a global, you know, global organization. It's so important.
Yeah, and if you're interested in joining, is there, just in self-selecting whether this is a good thing for you, about how much time would you say you should have available? Is this something that primarily maybe people who are nearing retirement, or do you really have people at all stages of life who are finding time to create service opportunity in their life?
Yeah, I'd say all stages of life, really. And it just, with our chapter, it's as much as or a little as you want to put into it. There's no commitments. There's no expectations. You can volunteer for everything, or you can just volunteer for a few things here and there.
Nice. Great. We have about 30 seconds left, so Corey, if you had any final thought.
I would just say that this Rotary has been a life-changing experience for me, and I know that's true of a lot of other people who've joined, so I would encourage anyone to find out more.
And I would say for Sunrise, number one, we're about 50-50, men, women, and age-wise, I mean, it skews older, but we have a young woman who comes in with her fairly newborn, not quite newborn, but a young child. So, you know, any age.
All right. That's great. Well, Julie, Corey, and Steve, thanks so much for joining us today.